Andrian picked up a prep baseball win yesterday thanks to the super-talented Michael Doolin, who pitched two innings and struck out four and also hit a three-run homer to give the 59ers a 10-0 win over Kankakee Valley. Hey, Mike, let's talk about your performance yesterday.
I was injured last week with a sprained ankle, so I knew I had to come out today and just kind of get back into the groove of things before we play a big game on Saturday. So I went out and just tried to just pound the zone, get my stuff over the plate, kind of just get the feel back of throwing.
59er coach Dave Peschker said Tuesday's win was a lot better than the day before when the 59ers beat the Cougars 8-3 but made a few mistakes along the way.
Yesterday wasn't one of our better days. We didn't throw strikes at times, made quite a few errors, didn't hit the ball very hard. But, you know, give the kids credit. They came back today and we pitched really well, no walks, made really nice plays defensively and hit the ball hard at times today and ran the bases well. So what a difference a day made.
As for Cougar coach Doug Nelson, he felt there were lessons learned by his KV bunch yesterday.
Oh, we're always going to take positives. Our attitude is we win or we learn. You know, the losses, especially in April, everything's a learning experience. So, you know, there's things that we're going to have to do to face dueling and face other guys and put the ball in play and make plays and throw the ball around. And, you know, we made some plays today, so that's a positive. But we have a lot of positives to take out of here.
In other high school baseball games yesterday, Bishop Knoll beat River Forest 21-2, Portage over LaPorte 12-2, Washington Township lost to New Prairie 9-5. Cubs went over Miami 4-0 in Major League Baseball. Jose Contreras picks up the win for the Cubbies. The White Sox went over Kansas City 4-1. Ronaldo Lopez, your winning pitcher for the Pale Hoes. In girls softball, Maddie Snemus had 4 RBI and Chesterton's 10-0 win over Michigan City. Griffith swept the doubleheader from Lake Station, winning Game 1 12-1, then winning Game 2 10-2. Gathett beat Hammond 15-5 and Lake Central over LaPorte 18-0. Big thank you to the Northwest Indiana Times for the high school softball and baseball scores. And for Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Tommy Williams.
Thank you.